Is it yuppie? So, Tov Tov Leodot Leodot Lashem, Muzaher Leshimcha Elyon. Tov Tov Leodot Leodot Lashem, Muzaher Leshimcha Elyon. Baruch Hashem, we are very lucky. Especially me, but also you. We're very lucky. Someone wrote an interview with the Rav Shalom on a certain paper, and he asked him an amazing question. He told him, Rav, you know, what actually you're saying in your classes, in your shiurim? You're talking words of Rabbeinu that's written in Likutei Moharan, in Chayei Moharan. You're talking chizukim, words of chizuk. And you're talking about faith. And you're talking about 1 hour itbodedut. And actually, all of the rabbis of Breslev are talking about the same things. So where all of that light is coming from? What's going on? You're talking regular, like every other rabbi in Breslev. Everyone are talking, but... So where that light is coming from, Ribbono Shel Olam? So Rav Shalom answered to him, he told him, there are a lot of people that Rabbeinu gives them the permission to talk and to say words of Rabbeinu, to be his messengers. But not everyone have the light of Rabbeinu. All of that light belongs to Rabbeinu. This is the light of Rabbeinu, Kadosh. You see, a Rabbi is saying to you, you should do 1 hour for the dude, and you feel, I don't know what, like... rivers of light, of water flowing into your heart, opening your mind, opening your joy, your happiness. Wake up. I want also to serve Hashem. I want also to do tshuva, to do boledut. All of that light, this is the light of Rabbeinu Kazem. Wonderful. Where all of this light is coming from. So, Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating our wonderful shiur to the success of Eitan Moshe ben Shendel Rut, and also to the success of Sara Gittel bat Rivka, Bina, and also to the success of Zehava, and Gal, and Zohar, and Lev Tzion, the children of Sara Gittel bat Rivka, that they're going to have complete faith, always going to be connected to the real righteous people of this generation. Awesome. Always going to have the panasah and health. Bezrat Hashem, we are again in Torah Lamed Hei, in Likutei Moharan. Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teruah. Praise are that nation that know how to praise Hashem. Praiseworthy are the nation that know how to praise Hashem. Hashem, Be'or Panecha Yahalechun. They're going to be the one that's going to walk by the light, with the light of your face. Mean they're going to believe in your mercy. Da, like we said, you should know, Ki tshuva, the tshuva, Hi lashuv et hadavar lemakom shenital misham, is to bring back the thing to the place that it came from. We want to be holy, means that we were holy. We have it inside. You want to be happy, means that you were happy. That you had that before inside of yourself. It was written in the Zohar Kadosh on something that had been thrown from one place And it's written this, Derikat le'atardit netilat mitaman, that in the end we're throwing it back to the place that it's been took from. Umana hu atar, and what's that place that it's been took from? Hu chokhmah, it's wisdom. Ki chokhmah hi shoresh kol advarim, because wisdom is the beginning of all things. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, kulam bechokhmah asita, you made all of them with wisdom. לכן צריך כל אחד לשמור את שכלו משכליות חיצוניות. This is why each and every one of us have to watch over his mind from foreign wisdoms. המכונה בשם בת פרעו, that we're calling those foreign wisdoms the daughter of פרעו. And we talked about it, that every wisdom except of simple faith, you know that it's all from Hashem, it's foreign wisdom. Everything that you think to yourself, that you know, that you understand, even if your mind is all busy with verses and gemarot and mishnayot, it can be very, very foreign, very foreign. The only thing that is holy is really the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach that is telling to each and all, for every one of us, through the real righteous people that comes in every generation to revive us, to heal us. That Rabbeinu said that Yikar HaYahadut, the main part of Judaism, is Mimutu pshitut, simplicity. Just to serve Hashem out of joy, to be happy with your kippah, to thank Hashem on your tzitzit, to be happy that you have a beard, that you have peor, that you're not arguing with the real righteous people. To complete, to accomplish everything in Avodat Hashem, to be a complete righteous man, even just to have that will, it can be very dangerous. It can be a very, very dangerous yetzarah. Because there is a righteous man, and you're now very sick, and you just need some help. So you need to go to the doctor. You don't need to be a doctor to become to be healthy. You don't need that. Each and every one of us is going to heal himself from all of his mental problems, from all of his sadnesses and anxieties and fears and stress, only by canceling our opinion to the Moshe Rabbeinu that's in the generation. You cannot replace Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not your job. You don't need to be wise like Moshe Rabbeinu and not to be holy like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not your job. If Borei Olam would want to create you to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, you would born like Moshe Rabbeinu. You would go through a certain process. But you have a different job. And in that job, you need to break your arrogance. How are we breaking our arrogance? By canceling our opinion to the wise people. And the wise people in every generation are leading the nation in a different way. And in this generation, Rabbeinu HaKadosh gives us advice like those, such beautiful and pleasant and healthy advice that makes us so calm and relaxed. Give us the opportunity to do tshuva out of joy, out of understanding, to take our time, to breathe, to go every day to the field, to do 1 hour, to talk to Hashem in that 1 hour, to remove everything from our shoulders. We're people that being insulted in a minute, and everyone, after one word, after the smallest stress that he's got in his life, he feels like he's a Holocaust survivor. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. He just lack of 2,000 shekels for the end of the month. And already he feels all shaking and anxieties, and he doesn't know how to function, and doesn't know how to deal anymore, and everyone becomes to be his enemies. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Just we're very sensitive. And those souls that are so sensitive, Borei Olam, he knows that. And he understands that. And he gives us the time. Someone can say that he felt once that Hashem is pushing him, that Hashem is forcing him to do something in his tshuva process. I never felt it. Always everything is open, and you have your options, and you're allowed to progress in the speed that you're able to. Benachat, quietly, as you wish. Learn a little bit more, a little bit more. Can have so many good opportunities to cheer up yourself. All of the year we have holidays, and we have Sudot, and every week you have Shabbos, and singing and praising Hashem Yitbarach, and everything is so sweet. And you just need to take a little bit more, a little bit more. When a man is sad, it means one of two things. Or that you're taking too much on yourself, or that you're not doing enough, that you don't feel that you're achieving enough. So you need to check. When you're balanced, when you're happy, when you're doing what that Hashem wants from you, you're happy. Kedusha is happiness.
A man that is holy, he is happy. A man that is sad, so, or that he is expecting for himself to be Mashiach. And it's not your job to be Mashiach. Mashiach is the person that never lied in his life. I heard it from Rav Shalom Arush. If you lied, Baruch Hashem, you were not Mashiach. Once, you lied once, you're not Mashiach. So, Baruch Hashem, sorry on the disappointment, I really apologize. God, can you do? Mashiach will never gonna lie. Mashiach gonna be a man of truth that never lied in his life. So, first of all, don't expect to be Mashiach. Forget it, Baruch Hashem, you lied accidentally once. So, don't worry, you're gonna find you a new job, something else. Run a lot of very important things you can do. Don't worry. Hashem's got his plan for you. Even that you lied once. It's okay, don't worry. You're gonna be vice Mashiach. Don't worry. Second option is that the man is not doing what that Hashem wants him to do. It means things that they are easy for you. Things that they are under your nose and you're not doing them. To learn a little bit of Torah. To do that obligation of 1 hour in Bodhidut a day. To guard your eyes a little bit. Those small things, if you're not doing them, so the frustration is coming and confusing you. This is why a man can be sad. All that he's not doing enough, all that he's taking too much on himself. Means that if you're happy in something, don't change it. If from the way that you're learning you're happy, don't try to develop and to achieve more. No, if you're happy, you're in the right place. Le'olam ilmad adam b'makom shelibo chafetz. A man should learn in a place that he wants to. If you have that will to stay where you are, so stay, don't move. Just keep with those darim, Keep on learning that you learn. If you're happy with your itbodedut and you feel that it's good for you, 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, it's good for you, don't change. 6 hours you try to do, you feel sadness after those 6 hours, don't do that. So it's not for you for now. Pray on that. Throw another word to Hashem, please, Ribono Shel Olam, give me the merit to do also 3 hours, 6 hours. It will come. This is the wisdom of this generation. That Borei Olam understand each and every one of us how much Yetzara we have, how many difficulties. Our body is very weak, very tired, very lazy. Our brain is very confused, very not organized. Everyone needs a lot of help, a lot of support, a lot of love, a lot of chizukim. Every one of us. Everyone needs to be loved. They need people in different generations, they didn't thought about those nonsense at all. They didn't have that. They never thought about that. There were Torah, there were mitzvot, there were things to do, and people, even in the old generation, you can see sometimes your father, your grandfather, people that never think about those nonsense, and they're running already forward to do things. Our generation is different. And Rabbeinu is the messenger of Hashem to come to this generation and to relax us. And with those amazing books of Rav Shalom, to relax us a little bit more even. To tell you, just pray. You don't need and you're not able to change your situation. If you would think that you're able to change your situation, this is those four and four wisdoms that we're talking about. That you think, no, but if I'm going to do these 2 hours of Gemara every day, and then straight I'm going to go to the field and do tshuva and this, then I'm going to be a righteous man. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. You don't know what's going to be if you're going to learn 2 hours of Gemara more a day. You don't know if you're going to be a righteous man or you're going to be out of the Beit Midrash. You don't know. You don't know if you're going to be so arrogant with those 2 hours that the wife can't stand you when you come back to the house. And she's going to make a very hard time on you and this is it. Or that you're going to start being arrogant and no one will want to sit with you, chavruta, and you're suddenly going to start imagine that you need to learn alone and to invest your time really to concentrate in the limud alone, and you're going to feel that you're able to learn alone on Reddit. You're going to find yourself alone with no friends in the yeshiva, and when you're going to be in stress of parnasa before of Pesach or I don't know where, you're going to feel all alone and no one loves you in the yeshiva, and you're going to decide to leave. So you don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know. So this is why a man should pray on everything benachat. I say benachat, calmly, calmly, slowly, take your time in the field. And also on all of those issues that Rav Shalom and me are telling you again and again and again, half an hour on that, half an hour on that, it's all have to be under that rule that you're talking to Hashem like you talk to your best friend. If you're carving and drilling in the mind of Hashem Yitbarach in the field, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, make me holy. Please, Hashem, I'm going to guard my eyes. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, that I will never know, have no lust for no women. I'm not going to think about it anymore at all. Please, Hashem, I want to be... What do you think that Hashem is a machine? That what do you think? Hashem is alive. Hashem is like, in a certain way, like a human being. He's all right. He's with you. He's very holy. He's listening. He's got a heart. But you need to understand that you're talking to someone. You're not now coming to steal from him, to take advantage of that opportunity. Hashem, no, he's got the money, he's got the gold. So now, Hashem. Relax. You want to be healthy. This is what you want, to be healthy. You don't want to be holy. You don't know what's holy. You don't know what it means, holiness. You know what's holiness? You know, to get to the shower, you know, clean. Clean, I can understand. Filthy, I can understand. Contaminated. Pure. What's those things, you know? Can someone explain to me what it means? Not halachically. Really? The answer is happy or sad. This is the answer. When you're serving Hashem Yitbarach, so all of the mitzvot brings you to happiness. In happiness and in peace, you're going to be redeemed. Means that when you have peace inside of yourself, peace between you to yourself, peace in the house with your wife, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, have to increase the peace in the world. If you don't have Shalom Bayit, how can you think to imagine to yourself that you're a Talmid Chacham? That you're holy. You have to have peace between you to yourself. Means to love yourself. To appreciate yourself. To believe in yourself. To know that you are a spiritual being. That you have a soul. That your soul is holy. That she's carved under the Kisei HaKavod. To believe in yourself. That you're part of God. That Hashem loves you. And then you have peace with your wife. With your children. With your community. With your neighbors. You have peace. You have complete faith. You believe in Hashem. You don't have doubts. This is what it means, holy. Holy, it's not something that you can buy in a supermarket. You pay, no, I'm going to give a huge donation. Now I'm going to be holy. No, you're going to have a marriage. If you're not arrogant, you're going to have a marriage. If you're going to be arrogant, you're going to have judgments. Even on giving tzedakah. Even on giving tzedakah. If you want honor and respect, it's all contaminated. It doesn't worth nothing, all of that tzedakah. Tzedakah is when a man is very humble and he's coming and he's trying to redeem himself with that charity. Sacrifice, the thought that a man should have when he's sacrificing an animal in Beis HaMikdash is that they're killing that animal instead of killing him. Then he's waking up to tshuva, he understands. That animal came instead of me. She's making kapara now for me. So I was the one that's supposed to be slaughtered here. And that thought of tshuva is bringing the kapara to him. Not the animal. If you bring thousands of animals and you're arrogant, you're not confessed on the sacrifice, confession from the heart, it's not sacrifice at all. It's worthless. Only when you confess means you understand that you were chayav mita, that you were supposed to die here under the ma'achelet of the Kohen. And now Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved you and gave you that ability to replace yourself with that goat, with that sheep. And you're thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me, for replacing me in an animal. Thank you. And you're full with hakarat hatov, appreciation to that poor animal. That she has been sacrificed now for you, and then you're eating it in Kedusha, and you're saying the brachot in Kedusha, and you're thanking because you're full with appreciation, with love, with mercy, and you're a human being, you're alive. This is what it means, Kedusha, holiness. So to achieve that, you need to approach to Hashem Yitbarach in a way that Hashem can communicate with you. Not that you're fighting and trying to steal from him what that he's got. Need to come to the field and to talk to Hashem like you're talking to your best friend. When you're confessing,
when you're praying, when you're telling, when you're whatever you're doing in the field. And every time that you come to the field, you should feel comfortable over there. If you're under stress, if you, I don't know what, it's not it. After the fact, b'diavad, it's okay, maybe you fulfilled your obligation, but this is not the itbodedut that Rabbeinu is talking about. The itbodedut that Rabbeinu is talking about is that you're going to the fields and you're opening your heart to Hashem. And for that, you don't need to hold no level. You don't need to be holy for that. You should be with a point of truth in your life. To tell Hashem Yitbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, I have my fears, I have my stress, I have my sadnesses, I have my lackings, I don't know what to do with myself. Please hear me, please help me. I want to be holy. I heard that Kedusha is something very important. I don't understand that concept at all. I don't know what they're talking about. He's talking guarding the eyes, Shmirat HaBrit, guarding the Brit. I don't know what they're talking about. Try, help me. I'm going to try to read that book, Briti Shalom. I'm going to try to read the book, Gana Shalom. I'm going to try, Ribono Shel Olam. Please help me to understand what it's all about. Sometimes you open the book of Arav and you read, you don't understand what he wants. You say, all right, it's the same. Same things written in all of the books. Faith, filot. He said, you haven't started, to the Avrichim, he said, you haven't started to taste my books yet. Avrichim that finished Gan HaShalom 20 times, haven't started even to understand. Need a merit that Hashem going to open your eyes. Amar Rabbi Binyamin, Kol Am Yisrael v'cheskat sumin. All of Am Yisrael are like blind people until Hashem comes and opens the eyes. Means, I read that book. Wonderful that you read that book. You got it? You're keeping the advice of that book? Are you saying bad comments to your wife still? Do you blame her once in a while still? Rav Shalom said yesterday in class, if you are, if you're arguing with your wife, if you're answering to your wife, if you're thinking bad thoughts on her, if you don't remember that it's all Hashem, so you are cholek on the author, on the Rav that wrote that book. And everyone that disagrees with his rabbi, it's like he disagrees with the Shechinah Kedoshah. So what are you holding in Avodat Hashem? That you're divided from the Shechinah Kedoshah. You don't have peace in your house. You don't have Shechinah in your house. How you can have success in your limud if your wife, she is your blessing. If your wife, she is your wall that protects you. If you're breaking the wall of the town all of the time, every bad word is like a crack. You're cracking the wall that guards you. You're cracking that wall. You don't like that wall. All right, let's go to the desert. Let's see you over there. See you in hell. See you. Let's see what you're going to achieve without that wall. You don't like that wall. That wall is protecting you. She's telling you, come back before 9. You don't know which damage is waiting for you outside after 9. You don't know that. Bad eyesight, arrogant thoughts, bad thoughts, opportunities to be separated from Hashem. Hashem is using your wife to teach you how to be close to Hashem. You don't feel like it? Understand. Just the fachot. Just understand where you're holding. That you don't accept the private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on you. He wants you before 9 at home. You don't understand. So you're fighting and you're a rebel like your son. And you're angry at him why he's not listening to you and you're not listening to Hashem. Why he's not listening to you? He's your mirror. If you would listen to your wife, you would listen to Hashem, not to your wife. We're not working for our wives. We're serving Hashem Yitbarach. I understand that Hashem Yitbarach is talking to me through my wife. I don't have the merit to be a prophet, to see prophecies, to see v'ar'eh machazot el-ma'ot elokim. I cannot see. I cannot. I defected my eyes. You know what I saw in Amsterdam before of the army? You want me to tell you? I cannot see what the Yechezkel HaNavi saw. I was 19 days in Amsterdam. You cannot see what the Yechezkel HaNavi saw after 19 days of Amsterdam without doing tshuva on that very good, strong tshuva. It's going to take me a while. You know what you can see. You know what you saw. How can you do tshuva on that? It's a long process. It can take maybe all 120 years. You don't know. You confess. You do tshuva. You're going to Hashem Yitbarach and asking for forgiveness. And you're thanking Him. that he's keep on talking to you through your wife, through your friends, through your rabbis, through your children, through your yetzer hara that is insulting you and hurting you so much all of the time. And those rebukes are coming out of the loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, because the one that Hashem loves, he rebukes him. And what? When a man is developing in Avodat Hashem, what do you think that he is achieving? Wings that he can fly? Forget it. In the Avodat Hashem, when you're getting close to a real righteous person, like Rabbeinu wrote in Likutei Moharan, he is giving to you greatness. What is that greatness? Gdula. What is that Gdula? Shiflut. Humility. You realize that you're zero. That you're nothing. This is your greatness. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Ish Elokim. He was the most humble person in the world. He assumed that he is even lower than Bil'am, that Bil'am was married to a donkey. And Moshe Rabbeinu was holding himself that he is worse than him. Can you understand that? This is truth. This is Kedusha. When you're humble, you're happy. When you're humble, you accept your lackings and you understand that really those are your lackings. And you admit, you say, Hashem, I'm empty. I'm a clear ekan. I'm a broken vessel. I contaminated. I was sinning. I was lying. I was stealing. I was violent. I was kicking. I was cursing. I was doing horrible things. Zera lebatala. Everything. All of the averot. That's things that not allowed to be said. Horrible things I've done all of my life. I know that. I realize I'm not worthy for nothing. I realize I'm zero. I owe everything to you. And now I have so much. And I'm talking about the smallest things of them all. You keep on smiling to me, Hashem. This is the first thing. You keep on showing your face to me. You're talking to me. You're telling me, giving me advice, helping me to progress, to me. If a man is really humble, he is amazed from that, the greatness of Hashem, from the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, mercifulness of Hashem. How kind he is, how much good things he can give me, and to me, to a person that just lied and stolen and hit people and pathetic. And to me, Hashem Yitbarach is revealing himself. And he's talking to me. And he's opening so many options. And he gives me the opportunity to keep such wonderful mitzvot. And the main mitzvah, mitzvah ta'emunah, to believe in him. Not to argue with Hashem Yitbarach in this generation. Not to argue with Hashem. To believe in Hashem. To be one of the believers. That Rabbeinu said, me'at yachziku be'emunah. Before that Mashiach gonna come, small amount of people, little bit, gonna hold with faith. To be one of those people that are working on their faith, to be one of those people in this crazy generation, that people are running and paying to enter to hell, people are paying, putting money to pay, please, 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 begging, let me in that club, let me in that place, let me make more tattoos, this and that, and I don't know what, and people are making surgeries and planting things to themselves and selling things and using drugs and alcohol and selling their souls to the devil, giving everything to the Yetzer Hara, paying money for that, selling houses for that, buying houses for that, giving everything to the Yetzer Hara, slaughtering their children, their wives and children, like the sacrifices in all generations. If you give your wife and your children to hell, to the demons, if you open your wife to the demons, if you open your children to the demons, so you know, it's to sacrifice them. This is it. They went. How are you going to bring them back? They're over there. They're in hell now. People are doing that, and you're not part of that. And you're fighting, and you're trying to guard your eyes, and you're doing tshuva, and you pray, and you beg, please Hashem, let me understand. This is the beginning of how you're going to appreciate yourself, that you're going to look on your good points. That the righteous people are coming and telling us, this is the job. This is the effort that you should put in your Avodat Hashem, to be positive. Like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah 282, Resh Pe Bet,
That this is a rule that a man have to judge himself and everyone else to kach zchut in a positive way. All of the time. To understand yourself. But I'm not learning because Hashem doesn't want me to learn. Because I need to learn faith now. And faith is before. I need to learn Derech Eretz. I need to learn how to behave. Derech Eretz Chadma La Torah is before the Torah. If I were not going to learn how to behave, how to respect my wife, how to respect my children, to respect people, not people that giving me honor, not people that giving me money, people that are just poor people, regular people, to smile to everyone, to support everyone. If I won't have that, the Torah is just going to damage me if I won't have those vessels. Those are the vessels. Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. It's a must. You have to be straight. That the Torah is going to revive you. If not, it becomes to be poison. Zachar naset lo samavet. If you have the merit, it becomes to be a cure for you. If you don't have the merit, naset lo samavet, become to be lethal poison, can kill you. What? The Gemara in Masechet Brachot can kill you. Yes. The Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat can kill you. Shabbos, now you understand? Can kill you. It can kill you. Why? Because you're not pure yet. You haven't purified yourself. Zacha, achieved, means zikech et atzmo, purified himself. When you purified yourself, now you're a vessel. Now even one Mishnah in your mouth gonna illuminate. One Mishnah that you're gonna know. One piece of Gemara that you're gonna know gonna be a huge treasure in your hand. Gonna be a huge treasure in your hand. A man can know all Shas and not to know what to do with it. Nothing. He doesn't know what to do with it. He cannot talk to no one. He cannot share it with no one. He cannot teach no one. Because ena kapdan melamed. Because he's angry and he's so strict and he knows what you should do. And no, it's not allowed. Because he knows all Shas. So he's flaming in fire inside of him. Fire of hell is burning inside of him, not fire of Kedusha. He thinks that it's fire of Kedusha because he's a liar. Also, Korach thought that he was right. And he's still in hell for 2,000 years, 3,000 years and more. Because he was sure that he was right. Because he was busy in himself with his selfish will. So all of the Torah became to be a demon inside of his head. Made him all confused. And he lost everything. He lost his connection to life, to the Creator, to Moshe. Can you argue on Moshe? Everyone almost argued with Moshe. Why? Because people have Yetzer Hara. The beginning is to understand you have Yetzer Hara like you have a nose and you cannot cut it. You cannot. You're not Michael Jackson. Not everyone can cut their nose. Not everyone can cut their nose. Not everyone has that merit. You cannot. You have a nose. What can you do? You have Yetzer Hara. Borei Olam created you with Yetzer Hara. Nothing gonna change it. You have Yetzer Hara. Now you want to get rid of it? There is a way. And it takes 70 years. It can take 80 years. 120 years. Work. Put effort. You want to change something? You have a bad attribute? Wonderful. Work on that. To cut it, you cannot. Well, you're going to cut your hand, you're not going to have a hand. Rabotein wanted to cancel the Yetzer Hara of Arayin. The Yetzer Hara, lust for women. They checked and they saw that if they're really going to do that, sounds beautiful, sounds amazing, let's kill the Yetzer Hara. They had the power in that generation. They saw that chicken will not going to bring eggs to the world, that people will not going to build houses and families, so they cannot. You want to cancel your Tavat Mamon, you want to cancel your lust for women, you want to break everything. You don't have the vessels to deal with holiness. Now you're going to be totally pure, I promise you, you're going to go nuts. You're going to be crazy. You're going to lose your mind because of Kedusha. The light is going to blind you. You're not going to know how to function. You're going to get crazy. Huge righteous people, Rabbi Zusha once asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the Yira of an angel. An angel higher than fire. An angel doesn't have no Yetzer Hara. He begged, he was crying to Hashem Yitbarach, please that I'm going to have Yirat Shamayim like the angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that. For a few hours of his life, he was running like a crazy person in the Bet Knesset. He didn't know where to hide from the fear of Hashem Yitbarach on him. He was hiding under the benches. He was hiding. He tried to cover himself that Hashem was not going to see him. He didn't had the ability to deal with it. Rabbi Zusha. And he begged and cried, please Hashem, remove that ira from me. And Hashem brought him back to the place that he was before. Now he could serve Hashem. You cannot be like your Rav. You cannot be like someone that is higher than you. So many floors above you. Rav Shalom said, the righteous man is screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, an eternal scream for 30, 40 years straight. Can you understand what we're talking about? Someone that doesn't think about himself for a moment at all. Every moment he's sacrificing himself and giving himself, Ke'alecha oragnu kol hayom, killing himself for Hashem Yitbarach, canceling everything for Hashem. He's rising. He's been purified. He's climbing. He's growing. His size is different than yours. You're not fit in his shoes. You're not going to be able to enjoy those shoes. You're not going to be able to enjoy his tuxedo. You're not going to have the ability to enjoy. You're going to get crazy. You are not going to know what to do with your powers, with your wisdom. It's all going to wash you and you're going to get crazy. Like I told you, you need to be happy. You need to be happy that you have Yetzer Hara. To thank Hashem. If Hashem gave you that Yetzer Hara, you should understand that it's good for you. It protects you. It keeps you sane. It keeps you in a good environment. Between people that are in the same level like you, more or less, it's the same. And now you can have good people, good friends. You can talk to them on your problems. If suddenly you become to be a hero, with who you're going to talk? With who you're going to share? You think that this is it, righteous people? The process gives them also the refuata nefesh. How do you say refuata nefesh?
Healing of the soul.
What?
Healing of the soul.
It gives them the process. The process. Like the to be a father, it's something that takes time. First of all, you married your wife, and then there is a certain time that that Hashem gives you to work it out between you, to learn to know each other. And then after 9 months or a year or maybe more sometimes, then you have a child. After that you establish your relationship. Now you're stable. Now you love each other. Now you appreciate each other. Now you care about each other. And also that pregnancy process. Also, you saw that it was hard for her. You cared about her. You helped her. You made shoppings once in a while. You helped to clean. Build your attributes, your midot. Now you're ready to become to be a father. Now, with the father, when it's a little baby, Hashem makes him to be so worthless that he cannot help himself. To wake up our Rachmanut, that you're going to be merciful, that you're going to love him, that you're going to care. And this is how Hashem is building you, first of all, and then he's growing and developing. And now, you build a vessel to have another child, a second child, a third child. Wonderful! Need to accept the process, that it's part of the creation. Hashem wants your tshuva process to take few years. If Hashem would want to push a button that we're all going to be holy, He would bring Mashiach and this is it. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants us to work on our holiness, on our faith, that we're going to accept the face of Mashiach out of complete faith, out of experience of life, of giving, of being kind, of working on our attributes, of being so generous and helpful to everyone, smiling to people. If you were cheap, if you were violent, if you were mean, if you were evil, and then Mashiach is coming, and you were cruel, you cannot see the face of Mashiach. Mashiach morach vada'in, Mashiach gonna smell your smell, he will say, no, no way, no way. When one of the students, we heard about it, a story, that he came in front of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimshon. He was holy. He got married, he never had no Pgama Brit. He got married when he was 13. He passed away after having life of Hitbodedut. He was a guard of the forest. He was making long Hitbodedut every day. He was a student of Rabbi Natan. He passed away. He came to the world to come, stood up in front of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu smelled him and said, still got smell of this world, of Ha'olam Hazeh. Send him to Nahar Dinur, river of fire. He went, he was shaking from fear to jump into that river. Rabbi Natan told him, I owe you a favor, and took him and jumped with him to the river of fire. Went back to Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu smelled him, a person that haven't sinned in no Pgama Brit ever in his life, married in the age of 13. Rabbeinu smelled him and said he needs to go again. Still, there is a little bit of smell of this world. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? We need to start practice now. Jump into fire. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? The shame, what are we gonna do? We have to purify ourselves. We need to work on that. It's a process. And when you accept those judgments, the difficulties, the obstacles that Hashem is putting, when you're accepting them with faith, every one of them become to be like an elevator that lifts you, that brings you to higher and higher and higher places. Without faith, you don't have nothing. With faith, you have everything. Kol mitzvotecha emuna. All of the mitzvot included in that mitzvah of faith. If you have faith, you have everything. If you don't have faith, you don't have nothing, even if you have, you thought you have everything. You have a wife and children and a house in Jerusalem and, you know, all Shas, you finish Shas 12 times, I don't know what, 18 times to be perfect, whatever, 101 times, whatever. If you're arrogant, if you don't recognize that it's all Hashem, you don't have nothing. You don't know Hashem. You don't know the beginning. The beginning of it is to know that Hashem is here and that it's all good. All good. All good. All good. Whatever happens, whatever happens, we have to accept it with faith. What we think that we don't understand, who are you to understand? What do you think you should understand? We're going to put our brain in a bird, she's going to fly backward. We don't know, do nothing. How you want us to know Torah, the wisdom of Hashem? Hashem created you to have nothing in your box. Hashem made you stupid, made you dumb. Why you think that you should understand? But I don't grab it. I don't understand it. I cannot accept it. Don't. So don't. So goodbye. See you in 20 years. Broken vessel. Even more broken than now. But if you're going to say, alright, I believe it's Hashem. I understand I cannot understand it. And I'm accepting it with faith. Alright. I cannot get married yet. I don't have the ability. I cannot buy a house now. I don't have the money. I'm accepting it, Ribono Shel Olam. No, he's arguing and fighting. No, but I want to and I came to the age and it's about time. And you don't know nothing. You don't know who are you. You don't know who are you. Maybe you killed 20,000 people in your old life. You don't know who are you.